And welcome back to another episode of The Undefeated. I'm George here with my friends Cage.
What up, what up?
And Will.
What up?
And today we're going to be talking about the NFC, all of our predictions and everything for them. The other thing is we also are going to start off with breaking news from last week, the Andrew Luck, where he retired in the middle of a preseason game.
Well, it wasn't really in the middle of a preseason game. He didn't want to do it until the next day, but then the news broke, and then he was obligated to retire then.
Yeah,
if you notice, he wasn't wearing anything, like, formal, like what you would wear to a retirement ceremony, or a speech anyway. Like, he wasn't even wearing a suit, or he wasn't even wearing a tie. He was wearing a T-shirt.
Yeah, but, you know, I really feel bad for the guy. I mean, he just lost his love for the game of football. And, you know, he's gotten hurt so much and had so many injuries, including an injury they couldn't even figure out beginning in this offseason. I think it was just time to call it quits.
Yeah, and it's if you love the quarterback and you play the position and football as a whole and you play at such a high level, it's really hard to lose the love for the game. And I totally respect his decision if you lost the love for the game because you cannot handle the physical stress that you get. The reason that Tom Brady can play to when he does is because he always has a good O-line.
And screw Colts fans.
Yeah. That was the most disrespectful thing.
Booing him off the field, that was one of the worst moments. It's like the Philly fans throwing snowballs at Santa. Like,
yeah.
It's that bad.
I mean, though I am a Philly fan, I'm not that bad. Yeah. And then Troy Aikman, somebody on Twitter, Doug Gotelib, said, retiring because rehabbing is too hard is the most millennial thing I've ever seen, which Troy Aikman then responded to, that's total BS, Doug. What qualifies you to decide how someone should live their life? So you're now the authority on what motivates Andrew Luck, and if his decisions don't fit into what you think is best for him, then you rip him. Guess what, that keeps you employed on FS1? Nice.
Yeah, but, Doug.
Yeah, come on, Doug.
Doug.
Dilly dilly, Doug.
Doug, it's not really your place to determine, especially because you work at FS1 and you don't play quarterback in the NFL, to determine how or why someone should keep playing.
Damn, you just slammed FS1.
Yeah, I know.
All right, so from there, we are going to move on to actually Lamar Miller tearing his ACL in a preseason game. Do you guys like the preseason?
I hate the preseason.
I'd like it if it was not as long.
I would like it for maybe 2 weeks. I don't like it for the sheer fact that it makes, if you play a player for one drive, there's a possibility that he gets injured, because like Lamar Miller tearing his ACL, he was their starting running back. And
who's their backup right now?
Traded for Duke Johnson.
And now there's
talk
predictions that they might go for Melvin Gordon from the Chargers. Which I could see happening.
Is he free agent?
No, he's holding out.
Oh, so
I don't think he's going to get the contract that he wants, though.
No, I don't think so either.
Because if you look at his stats, he doesn't put up that big of stats.
Are the Texans so desperate to trade Clowney for him?
No, that's deep, but like,
are they that desperate?
They'd have to get more than just Melvin Gordon.
Yeah, they'd have to get him and maybe
two firsts.
Him?
Well, because Clowney is that good.
Him and Mike Williams. What about Melvin Gordon and Mike Williams? They need a second receiver.
They have Will Fuller.
Will Fuller literally gets hurt every season.
That's true.
He's literally not had a season without a knee injury.
Okay.
And Kiki Kuti is not the move at number two. So
Hopkins and Williams, I think that would be good.
I think that, I don't know, because Mike Williams has always been like the fourth string receiver who never has that many downs. I mean,
he's a young receiver who's now going to be number two since Tyrell Williams gone.
Yeah, I mean,
there's definitely going to be easier receivers to get.
I hate saying it because I'm a Chiefs fan, but Mike Williams he's decent.
Yeah.
I think decent enough for the Texans.
I would go, if I was the Texans, I'd go for a younger, like, maybe I'd look for a free agent wide receiver pick or an undrafted free agent wide receiver pick just to see, because you can get it for way cheaper. And they'll be able to fill the role because DeAndre Hopkins is on the other side.
Well, the other thing is the Chargers aren't going to have two high picks. Like, they're both going to be really, like, 20 to 30 round picks.
If they trade away two or more, Phillip Rivers is going to retire within the next couple of years. And when was the last time you knew who Phillip Rivers' backup was?
Yeah, but that entire defense is so solid. And you have some good receivers and, not a good running back. But, I mean, you can find running. The thing about what the Steelers
did last year. Well, they have Eckler.
Eckler's not bad at all. And think about the Steelers, who literally took what was the best running back in the NFL and replaced him with another running back.
That's why running backs don't get paid, but because they're easily replaceable. They're like a phone. You can easily replace them.
Right.
Especially if it breaks.
And that's why Zeke isn't getting the money that he wants.
Well, I respect Zeke's holdout, though, because he needs to be able to – he's standing up for – because he's only getting paid only $3 million this season, while Dak is over here putting up crappy numbers without him, asking for 40.
Right. No, and I agree with that, especially since, like, they just signed Jalen Smith, who has so many injury questions. Like, I like him as a player, but he's got so many injury questions after, you know, tearing his ACL at Notre Dame and having, you know, a knee problem ever since. You never know if he's ever going to actually be able to stay healthy for, you know, his career. And if another, you know, if another thing happens to that knee, can he keep sustaining?
I don't think so, but on the bright side of that contract for the Cowboys, it's $65 million if he plays every single part of it. It's only $35, give or take, in guarantees, which is still a lot of money.
Right, yeah, that's still a lot of money.
If I had $35 million, I'd probably pay Zeke, exactly. But not, I'd pay Zeke in the – I wouldn't pay him quarterback money, but I'd pay him
– I'd pay him 20, 25.
Yeah, somewhere in that range, because he wants more than Todd Gurley, and – I respect that because he's putting up more yards than Todd Gurley.
Especially with Todd Gurley having arthritis.
Yes, which seems odd at the age of 20, whatever he is.
Yeah. And then, so let's move on to our main topic for today, which is the NFL. So, we're going to start off with the NFC North and the Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions will go... we'll go 6-10 because they made little to no offensive moves in the offseason except for taking T.J. Hockenson in the draft. Matthew Stafford had to play with a back injury last year, with like a broken back last year. Their number one receiver is Kenny Golladay, who's pretty good. I'll give him that.
Yeah, but I really like Kenny Golladay.
But they're also the Detroit Lions and have a history of not doing good.
Yeah. Noah, if you're listening, I know you're a Lions fan, but they're once again going to be a sorry team this year. I didn't even know what moves they made this year. I don't know if they did. I know they lost Ziggy, right? Was that last year?
What? Ziggy Ansah? Ziggy Ansah, yeah.
It was last year, so I'm a year late, right?
They signed Trey Flowers. Their offseason moves consisted of signing Trey Flowers.
I know they got a lot of Patriots players.
They got a lot of Patriots players. Oh, they also got Danny Amendola, who, if you make it to the playoffs, on the off chance, will dominate the playoffs.
Okay.
But like,
well, no, he won't, because he doesn't have Tom Brady throwing to him.
Matt Stafford, what isn't?
Matt Stafford is he's not bad, but he's definitely way overpaid.
Yeah, I would have to agree with
what
that.
What is he? Is he the third most paid?
When he got his contract, it was the biggest in NFL history, right. And it was like 2 years ago. And then
that's crazy. Let's see. I like Kerryon Johnson as the running back. I think they go 7-9. I'm kind of on the same wavelength with you. Matthew Stafford's going to be okay, like he always is, about average.
But he's coming off an injury this year.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it didn't really seem to bother him as much last year.
You could tell in the second half of the season, though.
Yeah, but he's always been pretty fine. I think Kerryon Johnson will be good. Kenny Golladay, I liked. They did lose their two best receivers, which, I mean, and I know Golden Tate's suspended.
Yeah, but he's signed with – after the – the Eagles overtraded for Golden Tate. They gave a third for 8 games.
Yeah, that's not bad. The Lions got good value for him. I'm not a huge fan of T.J. Hockenson. I actually like to know a fan of it.
Yes, I'd definitely like to know a fan better. But T.J. Hockenson had, I guess, the Lions just liked it more.
Yeah, and then I think that also, you know, their offensive line is okay. It's not great. And I think that's one of the biggest problems with the Lions. They've never had a really good offensive line. It's always been, you know, okay, and that's why Matt Stafford keeps getting hurt.
Exactly. You have to have a good O-line to have a good team.
Cage?
With the Lions?
Yeah. What's your record?
My record prediction?
Yeah.
7-9.
All right. Let's move on to a more contentious team in the Packers.
Ooh, I don't know. I like the Pack. I like Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think that he has this. He has the potential to win another Super Bowl, but not anytime soon.
Yeah, not with this team.
Well, he's got to do it soon before he gets too old.
Yeah, but I just don't think Aaron Rodgers is a top 5 quarterback at this point in time.
Oh!
at this moment in time.
I don't agree with you whatsoever.
So I think that they're going to end up going in.
I think he's top two. Between I don't know. Who do you think is better?
At this point in time, there's, like, Brady is definitely better than
not,
him at this
no,
at this point in time.
No, he is
no
not.
At this point in
Brady
time.
Is
no, I'm not saying
let's
all
go,
time.
Let's,
I'm saying
let's not go
right,
I'm saying right now.
Right now,
Tom
he
Brady
is the
not
most,
better than Aaron Rodgers.
Right now, he hasn't made the playoffs in 3 years.
That's because his coach has been crap and he hasn't had any help. Literally, what has been on his defense? Clay Matthews? Who else has been on that defense? He has no defense.
Okay, but like, and then he keeps getting himself injured. It's his fault.
It's not himself.
Yes, when he
injured.
Runs the ball, it's definitely his fault that he's getting injured. When he runs into other people, it's his fault that he's getting injured.
But that doesn't mean he's a bad quarterback. That doesn't mean anything. Just because Tom Brady can't run can't run yardage, so he doesn't run, so he doesn't get injured, that's not a bad thing against Aaron Rodgers.
I also just think he's overrated because he hasn't made the playoffs in 3 years.
That's
because
he hasn't had a team around him.
How
many times did Barry Sanders make the playoffs?
That's a great question.
How many times did Calvin Johnson make the playoffs as one of the best receivers of all time? How many times did Randy Moss make the playoffs or win a Super Bowl or go that deep? He was on a Super Bowl team. He was on an undefeated season with the Patriots. And did they win the Super Bowl? No.
But then...
It doesn't matter. They've literally not had... What teammates have they had around Aaron Rodgers on the defensive side of the ball that have been any good whatsoever?
None really, but you should. But
you proved my.
You know how many quarterbacks?
You proved my point. For
Andrew,
me. Thank
no.
you.
Andrew,
thank you.
Okay, Andrew Luck has carried Peyton Manning. Andrew Luck have all been able to carry crappy teams into the playoffs. True or false?
Yeah, there's a completely different. They at least had some semblance of a defense. The Packers have had no defense whatsoever. They've put up some of the best defenses in a long time. Plus, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have that many weapons on offense.
Okay,
he's got Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. That's it.
They cut Aaron Jones.
They didn't.
Saw it on Twitter. They cut Aaron Jones.
When?
Like this morning when I was looking at Twitter.
What? We're doing break.
Bring it back around.
Hold up. Because Aaron Jones was supposed to be their starting running back.
Yes, he was. I also just don't like Aaron Rodgers' style of play.
Okay, that's personal preference. He's definitely, I think, it's between him and Patrick Mahomes as best quarterback in the NFL right now.
I can respect your opinion on that. I think that they're still going to go, 8-8.
I think they're going to go 9-7.
I think they go 10-6 and win the division.
Who do you, okay.
I can't go that far.
I don't think they win the division. I love the Bears so much.
Oh, I forgot the Bears the division. I apologize. They were listening. Yes, no. I forgot the Bears the division. Yes. I think they finished second. Well, on the Vikings part, I don't like the Vikings, but.
So what do you think about our Aaron Rodgers debate?
I think Aaron Rodgers is definitely a top four quarterback.
Ooh.
Top four.
All right.
Just
my list would probably be Mahomes.
Of course.
This isn't in order, because I don't think Mahomes is number one quarterback right now either. Mahomes, Brady, Rodgers. Do I dare say Big Ben?
No.
If this is a conversation you had last year, I would have said Big Ben.
And
I would have said Andrew Luck.
Two days ago, I would have said Andrew Luck. There really aren't a number of, you know, there's a lot of decent quarterbacks. You have your Cam Newtons. I would say probably in that top four, you had Drew Brees.
Drew Brees, yes.
I definitely think Drew Brees is top five all time. Maybe top three.
All time?
Oh, that's a big jump, but okay.
We
can get back to that debate another time. So let's move on to the Minnesota Vikings.
I just don't like him.
For some reason, I just don't like him. They lost Sheldon Richardson. They're way overpaying Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
He's a good quarterback, but he's not worth what they're paying him.
I don't think Cousins can lead a team. I posted on my social media the other day that he's, in my opinion, he's a backup quarterback. I don't think he's
a backup quarterback.
He's not a backup
quarterback. I think he's a below average starter.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what
I love their receiving core is amazing. And I really like Dalvin Cook.
I love Dalvin Cook.
Their defense really disappoints me. You know, they have a really good safety, Harrison Smith.
They disappointed me last year. That was they really did bad.
I think they go 8-8.
8-8. I think that's a fair one. Do you think playoffs? No playoffs. No playoffs. No.
They have two really good receivers on their team, and Diggs and Thielen. I just don't see it.
This may be the most contentious division in football, or one of them.
Definitely, I mean, not the most competitive division.
Really? I mean, I said one of the most competitive.
I think, at this point, the
AFC South and the NFC South.
AFC West, but
I still think the AFC West is the most competitive.
I don't know. I don't think the Raiders or Broncos are going to come anywhere close.
I never said they were going to come anywhere close. Think about it, because
every single year, I feel like, I know this is cut off topic, but like the top three teams, AFC West, is either it's the Chiefs, Chargers, and it's Broncos or Raiders that dominate. A few years ago, it was Raiders. This year, it was Chargers. A few years ago, it was Broncos. But
yeah. No. I think this is a really good division. I mean, because you have three teams that can make the playoffs. The Packers can make the playoffs. The Vikings can make the playoffs. The Lions are a sneaky team that could make the playoffs. And obviously, I think we all think this next team, which is the Bears, will make the playoffs and win the division. And I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Trubisky. I never have been. But and you know, getting rid of Jordan Howard is going to be okay. I really think it's not that bad. They found a decent replacement. Plus, they still got Tariq Cohen. Their offense is not where they star. It's that all-star laden defense that will carry them through. And this really reminds me of they really have followed kind of the Rams, right? So it's been, you know, the Rams made the playoffs as a 3 seed 2 years ago and lost to the 6 seed. Last year, the Bears made the playoffs as a 3 seed and lost to the 6 seed, which is the Eagles.
So you think history repeats?
So now I think history repeats where the Bears go to the Super Bowl.
I wouldn't go that far.
You remember in the last podcast, you said defense wins championships.
Yes, but I just... They lost to a 9-7 team that was injury rigged, and who's their kicker? That matters. You need a clutch kicker in the playoffs.
Which, in by the way, if you ought to know, she declined the offer to kick in preseason.
She had a conflicting schedule.
I mean, I would have made history real quick.
But yeah,
okay. made history real quick.
Anyways.
Yeah. Now, I think that I don't know. I love the Bears this season. Khalil Mack is my favorite pass rusher. He is the best pass rusher to me in the game. Outside pass rusher. I'm not including Aaron Donald in that. I'm talking about outside pass rushers.
Edge rusher.
I think it's either him or Von Miller.
And I think Mack is just a little bit better. And then that entire linebacking core is so amazing. I mean, Akeem Hicks is not even a linebacker, and he's on the line. He's awesome. But you got Roquan Smith, you got Danny Trevathan, and you got Leonard Floyd. And that's just, I mean, that's an all-star caliber levels of amazing defense. And the secondary is pretty solid as well. I think they go 12-4.
I would agree with that.
That's fair. I say 11-5 or 12-4.
Yeah.
I think they might lose one when they don't want to lose one that they shouldn't lose.
Which happens.
Also, I don't think you like Trubisky because he beat you week 3 2 years ago, which gave up the first seed to the Patriots. But we'll talk about that one.
No, I'm not a big fan of Trubisky as an actual quarterback.
He runs too much.
Well, I don't know.
What they need to become championship contenders is to get at least one viable receiver other than Allen Robinson.
Yeah,
because absolutely. Allen Robinson, he's good, but like, did he put up the numbers last year?
Yeah, it's really touchy.
It's all about the numbers you put up. And back to the Aaron Jones thing, it might have just been a fluke.
Yeah, I looked up. I don't think.
I don't think Aaron Jones got cut.
I might have misread it.
Now heading to the NFC South, let's start with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, now coached by a lot better coach than they were being coached.
I loved the Buccaneers a couple years ago when they looked like a promising team, and now I just don't think they're...
Yeah. I see the Buccaneers going 5-11, because even though they have Bruce Arians, Jameis Winston is a very much below average quarterback who should not be starting in the NFL.
Yeah. I love Bruce Arians. He was actually the offensive coordinator for the Steelers for a long time, and almost got the coaching job when Tomlin got it. But you know, I think I think Arians is going to do fine. I think he's going to bring out a lot more in Winston than you've seen before. So I think Winston will actually play okay. And their receiving core is better than you think it is. Have Mike Evans, okay. who is one of the best receivers in the game right now.
Agreed.
And you actually have a really underrated guy in Chris Godwin, who I think is actually going to really come out this year. And you have a running back by committee with a couple of guys, including Ronald Jones and... I don't remember.
And a barber.
Yeah. And barber.
But the Bucks also lost a ton of their defensive players. They lost.
I know. And that's why I have them I have their offense rising up a lot and I have their defense slipping. And that's why I think they go 6-10.
You think Winston throws as much picks as he usually does?
I don't think he will throw as many picks, but I think he will definitely throw a lot of interceptions.
Touchdowns?
But I also think he'll also throw a lot of touchdowns.
I think Winston after this year is just going to become another backup.
Think so?
He's just not that good.
Yeah.
He hasn't made the playoffs during his college career.
Through his NFL career, I can't believe in him.
Bruce Arians will bring out something in him that you guys haven't seen
well,
before.
Well, I hear where you're coming from with Bruce Arians being like the quarterback whisperer, but Jameis Winston hasn't made the playoffs once in his career, even with a good team. Like a couple of years ago when they were almost making a playoff run.
They were so close. I wish they would have made that.
Thing is, how contentious has that division been? You have the New Orleans Saints. You have the Atlanta Falcons, and you have the Carolina Panthers.
Well, despite them being so contentious, they've always been very, very bad in that division.
Yeah.
That division is a very fluctuating division. Because sometimes it's dominated by one team, and there's other times like now when there's the Falcons and the Saints and
the Panthers. Like a couple years ago, there's just the Panthers on top. The Falcons weren't even.
Now it's the Saints.
You could be three.
If Cam Newton plays well.
Yeah.
That's really the question with the Panthers, which is that...
Because Cam Newton's injured.
Will he stay healthy, A, and B, will he be able to perform?
I think that Cam Newton could perform.
I still think he has Super Bowl blues.
Yeah.
He can't get over it, I don't think.
If you don't dive in for the ball in the Super Bowl, even if you get injured, like, that's probably psychologically challenging all the time.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, he has an injury history, and the defense just isn't as good as it was. I think that, you know, Luke Kuechly is maybe the best linebacker in the NFL. But it's really hard, you know, when they don't have secondary pieces. They lost Josh Norman. They don't have many secondary pieces.
Josh Norman is kind of overrated.
I do think he's overrated. But I do think he fits so well into that Panthers defense. That's why he's succeeded so well, is because he fits so well in Ron Rivera's defense. But I think the Panthers are going to have a decent season. I'm going to have them go 9-7.
I'm going to have 7-9. If Cam Newton, he's coming off of shoulder surgery. He doesn't really have that many good receivers at the moment. Though he has McCaffrey. McCaffrey can't carry the whole team.
Although I do like DJ Moore, who is their receiver, their number one now after Funchess is gone.
Yeah, but I don't know.
And remember, they still got Greg Olsen. I know.
Are we really going to call Greg Olsen a reliable? Are we really going to call him a reliable target? No, he's the most injury-prone tight end in football at this point in time.
But when he's on the field, he's ultra-reliable.
Yes, when he's on the field, but there's more time in the last 5 years that he's been off the field than on the field.
Cage?
Well, told them to go 6-2 again and then blow out the water.
That was 8-8, 9-7. All right, next we will move on to the Falcons.
I think the Falcons will end up going between 8-8 and 10-6, somewhere in that range.
I was going to say 10-6.
Because... That's a very competitive division. Their defense is, most of their starters on defense are coming off of an injury, and Devontae Freeman has become injury prone.
Yeah, but I really love their wide receiver core. Julio Jones and Calvin Ridley is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Matt Ryan is still a good quarterback. And you know what? I think Devontae Freeman does come back and does well.
Julio Ridley to me is... Top two.
It's either him or Hopkins.
Wide receiver duo. No. Like the duo.
Oh, that duo.
Yeah, I think they're the top two duo.
What's the other one?
That's what I'm trying to think.
I would say at this point, based on previous, like even though they haven't shown anything, I think the duo of two would be Beckham and Landry.
Cleveland. Yeah, I can see that. I can understand that.
Well, I definitely see how they played together for the first time in a couple years.
Yeah, because it's not like they never played together before. Remember, they played together at LSU.
And when they were on separate NFL teams, they like still hung out on their off days.
No, yeah, they're really good friends. Yeah, they have really good chemistry.
And that's why I think Odell's going to be able to work with that system. Okay.
With the Falcons, they still have Vic Beasley. They got Deion Jones. They got Trufant. They got, you know, so they got some defensive pieces. Yeah. I think they could be a top 10, top 15 defense in the NFL.
But remember that Deion Jones and Keanu Neal are both coming off of major injuries.
Right, but, you know, you can't factor injuries into everything. Like I understand that, but I also think that they're so young. Both of those players are so young they can rehab from injury better than, like, Andrew Luck could or something like that. But I have the Falcons going 11-5.
Winning the division?
No.
Okay, good.
They're not 10-6 for me.
And then let's move on to the last team in that division, the New Orleans Saints.
I think the Saints will go 13-3.
12-4. Drew Brees is still amazing. I don't think he declines. Maybe just a tiny bit, but I don't think he declines. I love Alvin Kamara. Coming out of Tennessee a couple years ago, his third-round pick was this absolute steal. Is a monster, not only running the ball, but also carrying the ball. We'll have to see. You know, they had that running back by committee with Kamara and Mark Ingram, and now they don't have that anymore because Ingram is off to Baltimore. But I still think Kamara does well, and I absolutely love Michael Thomas.
I love Michael Thomas, too. Also, their defense is really good.
Defense is really good. Cameron Jordan off the edge is like a sack machine.
Cameron Jordan off the edge, Marshawn Lattimore in the secondary.
Yeah. It's a great, you know, hopefully pass interference calls go their way this season.
And hopefully they can make their tackles in the playoffs this season.
Yeah. All right, so they could have made the Super Bowl 2 years in a row if literally everything didn't go wrong.
Yeah, if they would have...
What was I say his name? That missed the tackle? I don't know. Oh.
It was a rookie. I don't remember his name.
Yeah.
No, I was saying, I just felt
he's
bad.
He's still really good.
I feel bad for him.
Yeah, no, he was good. He was good the entire season. He was a fourth-round pick and ended up being a steal. And yeah. So,
the Saints are one of the better drafting teams over the last 5 years.
Yeah. So, I think that they win the division and the Falcons also make the playoffs in a wild card.
I could see that.
Yeah, I agree with that. All
right. Now we will move on to the NFC East. I'm just going to let Will take over this for the Dallas Cowboys.
I have the Cowboys going 7-9 because last time.
Is that with or without Elliott?
Without, because.
Okay. So you don't think they'll sign him before?
I don't think that they're going to get Zeke week one.
I think he comes back later in the season.
I think he comes back when he absolutely needs to if Jerry won't give him a contract because he is. In my opinion, right now, the best running back in football. He's in his first three seasons, he's led the league in rushing twice, and the only time he didn't was when he was suspended for 6 games.
I don't really agree with that suspension.
Yeah, I don't either. It was just proving a point that the NFL can assert their dominance whenever they want.
Yeah, and they have some good defensive pieces. I'm not a fan of Dak, but Amari Cooper's a good receiver.
Yes, but Dak needs Zeke to be good. When he was without Zeke, he only won, like, 2 games.
Yeah, I understand that Dak has a problem without having a good running back.
Dak has a problem just for a quarterback himself.
I know. But I also like their defense. I like Anthony Brown. I love DeMarcus Lawrence. Yeah. You know, their team is good. No matter how much I absolutely despise the Cowgirls, they have a good defense.
Yeah, I hate the Cowboys at some points, but you gotta respect sometimes.
I gotta respect them. I'm gonna have them go 10-6.
They have a squad.
10-6?
Yeah.
That's a little. I think that.
I think
they go 10-6 too. I think they win the division too. Yeah,
I don't know about.
I think they win the division.
I don't know about winning the division, because.
Actually, I haven't tied with the Eagles, but they are the tiebreaker.
Yeah,
I love the Eagles. I love the Eagles this year.
I agree that the Cowboys win the division, and I think that they start off at one. They're going to start off 1-3. Zeke comes back around week 5.
I think,
and then
that's a good story.
I don't think Zeke's going to come back until he, like, you don't have to come back when Le'Veon Bell was holding out there, it was like a week when they said if you come back.
It's week 10. Yeah. But I think he comes back. I think they gave him, they realized after they go 1-3 that Zeke, they really need him, and they sign him.
And then they realized that they don't need Jason Garrett to coach their football team anymore.
Yeah, that too.
Okay.
Hello, right. Jay.
Hello. Speaking as one of the biggest Dallas Cowboy fans of all time, I would say that I agree with Will and I agree with Cage, but I feel like, no, I agree with George and I agree with Cage, but I feel like, Will, you kind of have a little hot take on your hands about the 9-7
He said 7-9. My bad. I said what I meant, and I meant what I said.
So 9-7, you're saying?
No.
No, you're saying 7-9, actually. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'd start by saying, you said that this is with Elliott, right? You said this
without.
Without Elliott. So what do you say with Elliott?
With Elliott, I think that they go 11-5 and win the division.
Okay, so you believe that
but
Elliott.
They're not going to have Elliott for all 16 games. Yeah. They will not have Elliott for all 16 games.
And historically, teams that have good running backs and only have good running backs on their team, like leading the league, they do not win in the playoffs. I have them winning the division, but not in the playoffs.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think they
will. Well, yeah,
I think they may win one, maybe wild card, maybe not. It's going to be really contentious, but they don't go past divisional.
I think the Eagles knock them out in the playoffs.
I would second that. Also, that's my bias.
No, so happy.
They will have a good regular season. I like that 1-3 start. You know, I say you guys start. They start 1-3. Eagles start 3-0, or 4-0.
Okay, definitely 3-1.
Zeke comes back. They play twice. They knock you guys down. They go on top, but you guys knock them back down in the playoffs.
Yeah. That would be an awesome story.
I think the NFC.
That always happens, though, so I'm not even going to say that's wrong.
Because the Cowboys haven't made the playoffs or a Super Bowl in like 20 years.
Sorry about that.
Next, we will go on to the team we've been talking about, which is the Eagles.
I think the Eagles will end up.
I hate the Eagles. I'm sorry.
Well, okay. That's a personal issue.
Yeah, we're trying to be non-biased here, sir.
I think the Eagles will go 12-4. That playing the Redskins twice, who have almost no one, the Giants twice, who have only Saquon Barkley, and then after that they have relatively easy schedule. They also have Carson Wentz, who I believe in very much. They also got DeSean Jackson for deep threat. Even though he's in his 30s, he's still that fast.
I understand bias, but come on now. The Eagles go 9-7.
Heck, yeah. I don't even think they go to a tournament
season.
They
still have a running back by committee that doesn't have any, like, number one opening receiver. They don't have a number one receiver. Alshon Jeffrey is not a number one receiver. He was shown that when he was on the Bears with him and Brandon Marshall, and he's a good number two receiver. He is not a number one receiver on our team. DeSean Jackson is about to be in a walker, okay? The only really good receiver you have on your team is Zach Ertz, and he seems that he's going to be okay, and that's Carson Wentz's safety blanket. We saw what Carson Wentz did that last year. I know that he was coming off an ACL, but come on, he was not that good.
He still had good numbers.
And I don't believe in that defense. That secondary is not that good.
Carson Wentz will come back.
I think Carson Wentz is going to come back.
Carson Wentz will come back, and I think he's going to be a lot better than Dak is.
But he already is better than Dak.
I don't believe that the Eagles secondary will be able to carry them like the Cowboys secondary will. And as you said last podcast, 2J defense wins championships, and I believe that the Cowboys defense is 10 times better than the Eagles defense. Now, I love Fletcher Cox, don't get me wrong, and I like some of the defensive pieces you have with Derek Barnett and guys like that, but the Cowboys defense is 10 times better than the Eagles defense.
Yes, they do have a better defense, but the Eagles
and
have
defense
more.
Defense wins championships,
yes.
Yes, sir.
What did I say to you, George? Off air, I told you, I said, that's going to come back and bite them one day.
Yeah.
And this is the day.
But they have like one of the best D-line rotations in the NFL. They have
right, but D-line doesn't win him. I mean, if you can't cover a guy going downfield.
No, but
then
they have a solid starting average starting secondary.
No, they don't.
I never said they were good. I said
it's
they were solid.
It's definitely below average.
I mean,
the 12-4 I think was shut down already, cuz I don't think the like George says, I don't think the defense is just not there. I mean, it's not like how they used to be. They're not a, in my mind, I don't still believe that they're even a championship team.
I would
I think that when you say Eagles, you're looking for a mid-par average season. You can go to the playoffs, you'll lose. But I don't think that the Eagles are that good to be able to.
No, I do think they're also a better playoff team than they are a regular season.
I also love Doug Peterson as a coach. Yeah, notice how he won Peterson's a playoff game with Nick Foles and a team that had none of its starters from week one.
No, and I get that, but I think he's a great playoff team, and that's a great playoff. That's a great entire playoff team, and he's a great playoff coach, but I really don't believe in them in the regular season.
Do you guys believe that Wentz would have won the Super Bowl that year?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I absolutely believe that, yeah.
Okay.
I think he would have been MVP.
He definitely would have won MVP.
Yeah, and I think
he only – he. Was even who after missing the three games,
who won
he was
year,
still
was
second
Brady?
In tech.
I think so.
All right, let's move on to the Washington Redskins.
The laughing stock of that division.
No, they're not even the laughing stock of that division.
Oh, yeah, they are.
No,
they're starting
Case. They're the worst team
they're still,
in them.
They're still the Giants.
That's what I'm saying. They're still the Giants, okay?
Okay, Their starting quarterback is Case Keenum, week one.
Yeah, but I think that Dwayne Haskins will work into that.
Dwayne Haskins
I love Dwayne Haskins.
I'm just saying they need to do – every team, in my opinion, needs to follow the Kansas City's route. Bench the guy you drafted that's top 10 or whatever. Hold him for a year, and then unleash him.
Yeah, but was behind a quarterback who actually had experience at winning. They're behind Case Keenum, who's had one winning season his whole career.
I think they're going to try and do Casey's route, but I think they're going to end up failing, and he's going to be starting by week 10.
I think Haskins will be starting by week 8 or week 6, somewhere in that range, because Case Keenum he did good with the Vikings because everything around him was
I mean, perfect. You don't necessarily have to be a winning quarterback to be a good quarterback. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but Case Keenum is not a good quarterback.
Oh, yeah, Case Keenum even having, not that it's going to happen, but even having a 10-win season, that's going to be considered a victory because it's the Redskins.
Dude, if they get a 10-win season, I will
If they get
I
a
10-win
season,
crazy.
I will wear a Redskins shirt.
I will wear
shirt.
My wig back to school.
I will do this right now. If the Redskins win more than 10, I will jump into a freezing pool in the middle of December.
I will go with you.
I
will go naked in a freezing pool in the middle of December.
I won't send it that far. I'll do it, but I won't send it that far.
Yeah. So mark this down. Whoever's editing this, probably George or Aaron. I will not be. Wait, what? No. I will jump into a freezing pool in the middle of December if the Redskins have more than 10-win season.
George, what if the Cowboys win the Super Bowl? What are you doing?
I will jump into a pool of lava.
So a pool of lava, the Cowboys won the Super Bowl.
I'm not coming to school that day.
I will jump off a cliff and...
Because I will hear it till the day I die from the Cowboys fans about, we finally won the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir! Oh, dude.
No,
my God.
I will move.
I will not come to school for the next week.
I will go to school
especially if it's against a team like Kansas City or maybe Pittsburgh or anything like that.
Or
if they beat Philly. Or yeah, New England. Oh, especially New England. I'll be like, oh, yeah, we beat the... The dynasty, like, oh my God! I don't want to hear it for the next year.
You will hear that for the rest of your life, actually, because
Cowboys fans are the most irritating fan base behind the Eagles.
They will bring up everything.
I wouldn't say we're irritating.
You guys are so irritating. You might be the exception, but
no, he's not.
as a fan base as a whole, the average is irritating
and entitled.
I think people just feel like how you know, for instance, like the Steelers had a great history they had behind him. Let me finish. How like people kind of just you know. How would I say that? They kind of feel like Cowboys fans are a nuisance. I think the reason is why because we have too much swag. I mean, it's Cowboy swag.
Okay,
like, there's nothing you can do.
You think you're still America's team.
If you're comparing them to the Steelers, who have a good history,
who's America's team then?
Patriots.
Right. Patriots is our America's team.
If you're comparing them to the Steelers, who have a good history, the Steelers still carry out having their good history, while the Cowboys have had many down seasons since they won the Super Bowl 20 years ago.
Yeah. The Steelers have won a Super Bowl in, I think it would be the last decade. I mean, a decade ago.
No, it was... 2000.
It was a decade ago.
How long did it take?
Super Bowl 53. They won Super Bowl 43.
How long did it take the Cubs to win? We're talking about the Cowboys.
We're not talking about baseball.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
It
you know
does
why?
Matter this
because
is
everyone likes to talk about time. But
says the Cowboys fan.
But the Cubs, not the Cubs, the Cubs took over 100 years.
Yeah, but we are not talking about baseball.
Yeah, but the Cubs also have a likable fan base.
And on to the Giants.
And on to the Jets.
The Giants.
The Giants. Yes, on to maybe the worst team in football.
Tied for the best record at 2-14.
The Giants' colors.
7-9.
Whoa. That's bold.
7-9.
Give me 2-14.
I say 2-14.
I absolutely despise their team.
I have low expectations for them, but I think they'll exceed them.
Dude,
excessively.
They don't have a defense, and their only player is Saquon Barkley.
It's a
It's
my gut.
5-11.
Saquon Barkley is literally their only player. Saquon Barkley is their only player on that entire team.
And I agree.
They overpaid Sterling Shepard as wide receiver one.
He's hurt. Golden Tate's suspended for four
games.
Dude,
I don't even like
Golden
Tate.
They don't have a quarterback. Eli Manning is trash. And they literally took the worst quarterback in the draft.
They also
Daniel Jones.
They lost their starting safety in free agency in Landon Collins.
Yep.
Their best corner is Janoris Jenkins, who's like 31. And Alec Ogletree is their starting linebacker. They have no one on that team.
Their team is trash.
They're 8-8. I have them tying with the Dolphins at 2-14, but they have a singular bright spot, so I would give them max 4-12.
Yeah, I would agree. I don't know, max 6-10 at the max.
Okay,
that's if they.
I just have fun.
Eli Manning can actually throw an accurate pass.
No, that's if they start Daniel Jones, and Daniel Jones completely, you know.
I like Daniel Jones.
I hate Daniel Jones.
I think Daniel Jones sits the whole year.
Unless
Eli gets hurt. If Eli gets hurt,
have you
that's
seen
fine.
The Giants front
office? I don't think he goes in with force.
Daniel Jones is trash.
I think they're going to end up starting Daniel Jones because
Eli
Manning gets
blocked. Jones. And the reason the Chiefs were able to keep Mahomes on the bench is because they were able to make the playoffs without him. The reason that these other teams are not able to do that is because they are so trash, there's no point in leaving their starting quarterback in if they're not going to go anywhere. The Chiefs had a reason to be able to bench their quarterback is because Alex Smith was still decent.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, not as good as Patrick Mahomes.
The last year of the Kansas City, that was his best year.
That was his best year. So they had no reason.
It was actually almost an MVP year, if you look at the stats.
Yeah. So, but the reason they were able to do that was because they had had another really good guy.
Yeah, I agree.
But not all these teams are going to be able to do that. Not any of these teams that got a new quarterback are going to be able to do that.
I think that I don't know if Daniel Jones will start because Eli Manning is quite possibly the most entitled quarterback in the NFL. His last name is Manning, which means that he's going to get all the mad respect because his last name is Manning.
That's true. I just think Manning I know the Browns Giants aren't, you know, good at all. Their team is only Barkley.
Then they traded away Odell Beckham Jr. and didn't draft anyone good.
Yeah.
They wasted their picks that they got for Odell.
What? They drafted a defensive lineman.
With
that pick.
Dexter Lawrence.
And that's after they gave up Snacks Harris.
Rounder. Where's he at now?
He's in Detroit.
He's in Detroit.
And they gave they only traded him for a fifth. They could have gotten
fifth
more.
Fifth or sixth, yeah.
He was a fifth.
And then they got his replacement with a first.
Yeah, but I don't know how I feel about
of that. I absolutely hate that.
I think they're the second worst team in the league.
That whole franchise is just stupid.
I think their GM is a nut job.
Okay, let's move on to our last division, which is the NFC West. And let's start with the Seattle Seahawks.
When they win the division, 12-4. No, 11-5, my bad. 11-5.
Wrong.
I have the Seattle Seahawks going 9-7 or 10-6 and coming in second in the division.
I have the Seahawks coming in 10-6, making the wild card. And, you know, I think Russell Wilson's defense is decent. They still don't have a defense. And they lost their best receiver in Doug Baldwin. I like Tyler Lockett.
I like their
running back by committee with Rashad Penny and Chris Carson.
I think Rashad Penny is
overrated. Offense is going to be fine. They really got to protect Russell Wilson a lot more than they did last year.
They also got DK Metcalf in the draft, who I think is
he's going to be okay.
He's good.
I don't think he's going to be.
But I don't think Rashad Penny is going to do anything special.
Right, but I mean, I like Chris Carson. Chris Carson is going to start, and I actually kind of like Chris Carson. It's the defense I'm really more worried about, which is surprising to say with the Seahawks. Now I love Bobby Wagner. But they have some other pieces. I'm just really worried about that.
Besides Wagner, who do they have?
They have
that's my point.
The Griffin twins, I guess. But they're just they're good for news purposes. They're only good for
Shaquille.
Shaquille, the cornerback.
Yeah,
he's pretty good. But yeah. Shaquem is really only a special teams player at this point.
Yeah, at this point in time, I agree with you. But again, you know, they lost their secondary players. They just don't have the team that they once had on defense. And, you know, their Super Bowl contention is coming to an end. Like, their Super Bowl window is just, it's not, you know.
Which is sad to say, because they could have been one of the.
Russell, if they would have ran the ball.
They could have been good.
They would have ran the ball. They would have been able to form a dynasty and have won two. I think if they ran, there'd have been two more with him. One or two.
Because
after that, so that would have been three or four.
Three or four total Super Bowls. As opposed to one, and yeah. I still think the reason I have them going there is because Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's not Russell Wilson.
But then at the same time, if you think about it, teams that overpay their quarterbacks, like even if they are totally worth the money, they don't always end up doing that great.
Which is always, I hate that.
And that's why I don't think they do anything in the playoffs.
Yeah, I never said anything about doing good in the playoffs.
After that, we have the LA Rams, who I think go 11-5 and win the division.
I would say 12-4 and win the division.
I think the Rams
regress just a little bit. I think they go 10-6.
I think they regress because of Todd Gurley, but I think the team is still so good. I mean, they have maybe the best receiving core in the NFL. They have Robert Woods. They have
Cooper Kupp.
They have Cooper Kupp. They have Brandon Cooks.
Like that's crazy. Good.
And then they have Jared Goff, who is a system quarterback.
Yeah, but he's great in Sean McVay's system.
Yeah,
so it works out.
He looked like the next Jamarcus Russell with Jeff Fisher, but everybody looks like Jamarcus Russell with Jeff Fisher.
Yeah. I thought that was like a good thing. I was like, that's not a good thing.
and then you have
Aaron Donald
the best
on defense
player in the NFL, which is Aaron Donald.
He's won Defensive Player of the Year like two times in a row.
Yeah,
I think he's probably gonna go third in a row.
I think they have Super Bowl blues like the Panthers, but I don't think it's as bad. And I don't think it lasts as this long.
They definitely can't go as bad.
I don't think they go back to the Super Bowl. Though.
You think they don't or do?
I don't think they do either
because of
the teams that go to the Super Bowl are the Bears and Saints. That's it.
Okay.
I know you're Eagles, but blah blah blah. Yeah, no.
I don't know.
Actually. My team's actually Bears, Eagles, not in order. Bears, Eagles, Saints, and one more that I really don't know.
Yeah, I think there's only
top three. Those are my big three.
NFC is the more competitive division.
I agree with that.
Especially in the playoffs, because everybody knows Tom Brady's going to beat you.
Yeah.
That's true.
I was going to say,
does the AFC win all the time? But that's because
he's been to the Super Bowl three times in a row and hasn't missed the AFC championship game since 2011.
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about, actually.
Yeah,
that's 8 years.
That's kind of crazy.
All right. Wow. And then let's move on to some of our two final teams with the Arizona Cardinals.
Arizona Cardinals are going to go 5-11.
4-12.
And come in third in the division.
Who said 5-11? You. I like 5-11 more. Because I think...
I don't like Kyler Murray. I'm going to come out and say that.
I don't like him either.
I do not like him either. That prediction from last year. You said that. You said you don't like Kyler Murray.
No, I love Christian Kirk.
I love Christian.
I love Larry Fitzgerald. And I think David Johnson has a resurgent year. Yes, I absolutely think that David Johnson has a resurgent year if he's actually able to stay healthy. But I don't like Kyler Murray. And, you know, I don't like their offensive line being able to protect. I kind of remember as the Seahawks offensive line to Russell Wilson. I think it's almost the same thing where they really don't have an offensive line, and then the defense is just not good.
The defense, yeah, that's why I say 5-11, and I think they're still going to end up going third in that division, though.
And then
yeah, third, yeah.
I definitely think you're wrong. I definitely think the 49ers are the third.
Oh, yeah.
For
some reason, I think Cardinals go fourth, yeah.
Yeah, Cardinals never go fourth. I think the 49ers finish 7-9, and you know, I think that they could be a sneaky playoff team if Garoppolo is able to stay healthy. Because I do like Jimmy Garoppolo. I just don't think he is going to be able to stay healthy. And I think they go 7-9.
I think that they're going to have another issue like they did last year where Jimmy G can play through three games, then he gets injured again, and then they have to start like three other quarterbacks, and I think they're going to go 4-4.
Look, I think Kyle Shanahan is really good.
I don't have anything against Kyle Shanahan, but I still think that they're going to go 4-12.
I think that defense
their wide receiving
core
sucks. Their best wide receiver is Dante Pettis, who, if you have faith in him,
is a rookie.
He's not a rookie.
He's second year?
I think he's close.
Well, he's really, really young. I know that. He's either a rookie or second year. But I like Tevin Coleman.
I like Tevin Coleman.
I like to pick up Tevin Coleman, especially since he's now back with Kyle Shanahan, who is the offensive coordinator for the Falcons. So
and then on defense, though they drafted Bosa, he's injured again. He's injured through the preseason, and you need to see rookies play in the preseason at least a little bit. And then they don't. Who do they have in the secondary?
Yeah, I understand that, but I think they go 7-9 because I think their pass rush is good, and that's I think Jimmy G is going to be good. I think their offense is going to be really, really good.
I think their offense is going to be really, really good too. But can they really just keep outscoring other teams?
I mean, they can keep outscoring the Cardinals. I can tell you that.
Well,
to finish better than the Cardinals do, I think they're a better team than the Cardinals are.
I think that both of those teams really do suck.
So. Yeah, I do. But James, what's your prediction on the 49ers?
Mm. 6-10.
Six and ten.
So like right in the middle of ours. Yeah.
I could respect that.
Yeah.
I don't like Jimmy Garoppolo personally.
I don't like.
Him. I did last year.
I think they overpaid him. They definitely
overpaid him $100 million, I think.
Yeah.
He got and when he signed it was the best, most expensive contract in.
Yeah, I think they overshot him, especially with the injury problems he's had. But I like him as a quarterback. I still think he could be a very productive quarterback if he can figure out how to stay healthy.
Also, their O-line sucks, so he's just going to keep getting sacked.
Yeah.
And then I could see maybe 6-10, but I could also see the Cardinals and the 49ers tying their records at 5-11.
All right, well, that will end this episode, and from now on, we are going to be on TCFM doing our shows, talking about not only the NFL, but some different subjects as well, from Timber Creek to, the NBA to the NFL and a whole bunch of other stuff. So catch us on there, and peace out.
See ya.